is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love and many thanks to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. Happy Monday to you. I hope you had a tremendous weekend. I hope you had a great start to your week. And man, I hope you're cool right now. This is when the show gets started every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I am in Atlanta, Georgia, the home of this year's Major League Baseball All-Star Game, the home in about 2 hours from now of the Home Run Derby. There's already been a lot going on here in Atlanta, Georgia. We'll talk about it. There's so much more that has gone on over the weekend. There's things that are actively going on. Garrett Wilson gets a new contract extension with the Jets, $130 million. He's making about $32.5 million a year. Congratulations to him. Yesterday, congratulations to Yannick Sinner winning Wimbledon. Cooper Flagg, congratulations to him. He had a huge game, 31 points, and now he's being shut down. NBA Summer League. Teddy Bridgewater. Yeah, you know Teddy B. This guy's in trouble with his high school team. The high school team that he coaches? Oh, yeah, we'll talk about that. SEC Media Week, Media Days going on here in Atlanta, Georgia. We'll talk about that. Everything going on in the world of college football. Brandon Marcello will join us from CBS. Speaking of college football, Nick Saban might come back. Are we serious? I thought he hated the system. ESPN, because it's July. Nothing better to do. They polled NFL executives to figure out who the best top quarterbacks in the NFL are. We'll talk about it. Mark Cuban hates his players in the Olympics. Nothing he has to worry about anymore. Club World Cup is over. Chelsea going out there beating up on PSG yesterday. It's just a lot going on. And we got you covered for it all. You can always listen to the show on the free Odyssey app, on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you have SiriusXM, it's channel 375. If you got a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. And if you want to be a part of the show, you can do that too. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. You can find me on the internet. I exist all over the place. I am at JR Sport Brief. A big baseball weekend here in Atlanta. Got the Fan Fest going on or whatever the heck they call it. Got the Home Run Derby that we'll talk about in a minute. And we got the All-Star starting lineups for the big game tomorrow. It's a baseball kind of day. It's been a baseball kind of weekend here in Atlanta. Our producer in New York City, Ryan Botcher. Botcher, you excited for the game? How you doing?
I'm doing good, actually. And I love baseball. Baseball, I would say, is my favorite sport to watch. So I'm very excited for the game itself. More specifically, Skubal versus Skeens.
Oh, you're ready for the pitchers, the young pitchers that have burst onto the scene here. And it's kind of crazy. You think about a pitcher bursting onto the scene. You know, as we get ready for the Home Run Derby, there's a lot of controversy. But there's certainly some controversy around one of the players who's going to be in the game tomorrow. This guy has made 5 big league starts. He is 23 years old. He just got called up by the Milwaukee Brewers. Okay, he's pitched 25 innings. He has an ERA of 2.8. He struck out 33 guys in those 25 innings. Jacob Mizorowski. Okay, he's replacing Matthew Boyd as one of the pitchers representing the National League. And people are saying, this guy just got here to the big leagues. Why in the hell is this dude a replacement, especially when there are guys who've had better seasons and they've played longer? He just got here. And granted, it's an exhibition game. Oh, yeah, sure, it's just a game to highlight the best of the best. He just got here. And God bless him, he's excited. Take a listen to what he told MLB Network.
Just being in the clubhouse with the guys, you know, it's crazy. I've grew up watching them on TV, so it's really cool to be in a clubhouse and with all of them.
Who were you starstruck by? Who did you look at from across the room? All of them?
All of them. I think I was sitting in the corner just like, holy cow, I'm actually here. So, yeah, it's been crazy.
Hey, he just got here. He just got here. And he is good. The guy throws 100-plus miles per hour in his last game. He went out there and beat the Dodgers. The Brewers beat them 3-1. He struck out 12 dudes in 6 innings. Gave up 1 earned run. Yeah, he's a badass. And he's probably going to be around a long time unless, well, and this happens to pitchers, he gets hurt. Unfortunately, that happens a lot. Let's hope that that doesn't happen to him. But when you think about guys who could have made the All-Star team, well, let's just say there's a couple of Phillies that are not happy at all. Chris Sanchez has a 2.5 ERA. Ranger Suarez missed the beginning portion of the season, but since he's come back, his ERA is sub 2. He's sitting at 1.94. You don't think that some of the more veteran players who've had more length and depth of their season, guys who have pitched a whole hell of a lot more than 25 innings, don't they deserve to be there? Chris Sale, who made the All-Star team as a member of the Braves, but like all the pitchers on the Braves, he's hurt, so we won't see him. He was on the FanDuel Sports Network, and he was asked about this 23-year-old phenom making the All-Star team. And Chris Sale is just like, listen, it's not his fault. It's baseball's fault for putting him in a damn game. Listen to this.
Honestly, my first reaction was like, you can't take it out on a kid, right? All he's done is go out there and do the best they can to be a big leaguer, be a pitcher, and try to help the state grant. You know, some of the decisions that get made behind closed doors, that's not up to us. So, again, you know, if whether you love the move or you hate the move, you can't fault him for it. You know, he's just here trying to do the best he can, and he deserves to enjoy this experience as much as everybody instead of being stressed out thinking if this guy's liking it or that guy's not liking it or this, that, or the other. You know, brass tacks, at the end of the day, the guy got named an All-Star, and he deserves to enjoy this experience as much as anybody.
Yeah, he's right. Chris Sale is right. But I don't know anybody that's blaming him. I think it's well known he didn't select himself to be an All-Star. And he should be able to enjoy the experience. And maybe in a year from now when he's, you know, midway through the season and he has 8 wins and 100 strikeouts and he's leading the Brewers and the National League and ERA, then yeah, sure, nobody will have a word to say. He has had 5 starts. That's not cool. He can be an All-Star in name, and it is an exhibition. But at what point do you want to reward the guys who have actually performed longer and have deeper resumes just for the season versus the hot shot in the entertainment factor? And that's what baseball is doing, and they're well within their right to do it. But it's not fair to the players. And we get it. Life is not fair, but it's not fair to a guy like Chris Sanchez or Ranger Suarez. It's not fair to the Phillies who had a chance to go and represent the National League, to represent themselves at the All-Star game, and you just dump it in the kid's lap because he's had 5 great starts. Come on. What happens if he hits the toilet the rest of the season? Not that I'm expecting it, but what happens if we see Mizorowski just kind of crap the bed the rest of the way? Is he any less of an All-Star? Well, they're picking All-Stars based on what we've seen so far this season, and I wouldn't have selected him, not based on merit, because his starts, he doesn't have enough of them. A.J. Pruszynski, he was on Foul Territory, and he basically said, listen, man, them guys from the Phillies, they should have been here instead of him.
People have bonuses attached to this.
Yeah.
Right? So whether Juan Soto makes $700 million, he still gets a big bonus for being elected an All-Star. So for Mizorowski to get this, it's like, okay, Christopher Sanchez is the obvious choice, but there's other people that have obvious choices. And there's a lot of people that, you know, obviously aren't coming this year, which is also disappointing. But the ones that, like, you could find someone to come that has been there all year and done a lot of good things. And the fact that Christopher Sanchez isn't here and Mizorowski is, Philly summed it up perfectly when they said it was a joke.
Yeah. Yeah, Philly social media was not short on words in letting everybody know that, yeah, this is absolutely a joke, that there's nothing fair about this. Life isn't fair. Mizorowski versus what we've seen with Sanchez or Suarez, they deserve it over him. But we know what happens. Look, it's the entertainment business. In Major League Baseball, their thing is to entertain and introduce. Okay, sorry, Chris Sanchez, sorry, Ranger Suarez. You guys are less important. Your bonuses are less important. Now, for Major League Baseball, the most important thing is to grow the game. And to highlight their hot shot young pitcher that just came up and introduce him to the world. I understand the business of it, but it ain't fair. Not by any stretch of the imagination. Batra, how do you feel about this?
I'm actually just confused. I've never seen the MLB try to do something like this before, where it's less than 30 innings. So I guess it's okay if there wasn't people more deserving. Like, you could argue that, one, even in the short amount of games he's played, his ERA is still higher than Sanchez and Rangers Suarez and Kodai Senga, just a bunch of other players, one. But you're not going to lose the real shine of the game. And I think in literally 2 weeks, no one's going to care about this anymore.
Sure.
And it's just going to, if it's a good thing that they get clicks, if he comes into pitch and throws 102, it's a good thing.
Well, that's why they're doing it. That's the only reason. There's no other justification behind it. And it could be fill-in-the-blank player from fill-in-the-blank city or fill-in-the-blank market. It doesn't have to be Mazeroski. It doesn't have to be the Brewers. I mean, we saw this last year to a certain degree with Skeens. But at that point in time, Skeens was in the bigs for 2 months already. He made 11 starts, and he was absolutely electrifying. And so the name of the game that you always want in an all-star game, any all-star game, is to highlight your talent. And in Major League Baseball, where the game actually seemingly matters, you know, where you have to be competitive, you can't half-ass playing baseball, you can't half-ass pitch, you can't half-ass swing, you can't necessarily go out there and mail it in. Baseball wants to highlight its best players. It wants to highlight its stars, understandably so. But despite some of your deserving stars, this is not something new. Like, baseball for years has taken a crap on its players, whether it's marketing the players, selling the players, shortchanging a lot of the players. I say that from an ownership perspective. When free agency comes up, it's like, nah, we got to make these guys wait the whole winter. Baseball is seemingly a sport of collusion. I know we hear it a lot in the NFL right now. Well, let's try to keep these guaranteed contracts to a minimum. Let's stop that. We can't hand out any more of these. Like, baseball is no different. Whether it's service time manipulation or they take these players for a ride. And so it's not a surprise. It's not a shock. And Mazeroski will go out there and like Bacha said, he'll throw 100. He'll throw 102. He'll excite. More people will learn about him. That's the name of the game. But what else is new? Baseball taking a dump on a few of its players. And that's the part that's unfortunately normal. It sucks. I guess welcome to the rest of the world. And people getting crapped on by the people who employ them. Welcome. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. Mazeroski, at some point, he will be on the mound tomorrow. But tonight, we have the Major League Baseball Home Run Derby. We're going to talk about everybody swinging away, getting all set and getting all ready on the other side of the break. There's so much more to get into. I told you about Teddy Bridgewater, one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet. This guy's been suspended by his high school football team. We'll get into that. Brandon Marcello will join us to talk some college football. He's on behalf of CBS. Nick Saban might return to coaching. I'll tell you who said he might. We'll talk about this ESPN top quarterback list. We'll get into the words from Mark Cuban about the Olympics. Of course, we'll keep you up to date with the Home Run Derby when it gets started. And when we come back, like I said, we'll talk about the Home Run Derby. I'm going to tell you who I think is going to win. I already told you last week we had a replacement. And if you want to be a part of the show, call me. You can call me now. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. We're just getting started. You're locked into the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. We just talked about the Home Run Derby and, well, the fact that it's going to take place in about, 2 hours from now. We'll get ready to see some of the, well, I can't even say these are the biggest home run. Well, Cal Raleigh, it certainly is, has 38 home runs. We also just talked about Jacob Mizorowski being added to the All-Star game as one of the replacements, specifically for Matthew Boyd. And it's like, is the guy ready? Well, it's not even a matter if he's ready. Is he deserving? I think the answer is no. But hey, it's an exhibition game. Baseball wants to have its stars out there. And so we'll see how he performs for his inning tomorrow here in Atlanta, Georgia. But tonight, as I just said, is the home run derby. We have Cal Raleigh. We got James Wood, Junior Caminero. By the way, the Rays got sold today for $1.7 billion. The hope is that they stay there. Byron Buxton, yes, he is healthy enough to be in the home run derby. He's not from here in Atlanta, but he is from Georgia, so a little bit of a homecoming for him. We got Brent Rooker from the Athletics, formerly of Oakland, now sleeping on a couch in Sacramento. We have Matt Olson, an Atlanta Brave. He's hit 17 home runs on the season. He is in this game, or at least tonight he's in here, because Ronald Acuna Jr. is dealing with a back issue, trying to rest it up. He will be in the game tomorrow. And then we have Jazz Chisholm Jr., 17 home runs. And then O'Neal Cruz. Maybe the Pirates can actually win something today. He can win something on behalf of the Pirates. O'Neal Cruz, Botch, that's still your guy, right? You're going with him, hitting the mom drives?
I got my O'Neal Cruz shirt on right now.
Do you?
I do.
Okay. He's just a huge fan of you.
I was a big fan. Just anytime I heard a 6'7" shortstop, I was like, oh, I'm in. But now he plays center field, so it really doesn't count.
Okay. Yeah, well, yeah, he's huge. He's huge. Well, he hits line drives, so let's see what he can do here in Atlanta, Georgia. A matter of fact, Don Kelly, he was talking about O'Neal Cruz and how he's feeling heading into this his home run derby tonight.
We want to make sure that he's healthy and in a good spot for him, first and foremost, and make sure that he's, you know, ready to go, and it's going to be, you know, not detrimental to him and the team if he is able to do that. And I would hope that he would be able to still participate.
Oh, anticipate this. Botcher, one guy got a back, and he got a what? What's wrong with him?
His hip flexor was, he sat out precautionary yesterday. He pitch hit and got a hit.
Now, I guess this would matter if the Pittsburgh Pirates were worth a damn. But the fact that there are zero expectations for them to win anything, doesn't it make it a little easier to swallow with the guy being out? I mean, if he should be out or get hurt.
Yeah, they're not happy with him anyway, either. Like, he had a great start to the season, one. And then two, since they moved him to center field, he hasn't really been hitting the ball well. He's been a little injury prone here and there. So I don't think they would really care if...
When you say they, are you referring to the team or the fan base?
The team. The fan base, they only think of 3-4 players on the team roster.
Him and Skeens.
Him, Skeens, Brian Reynolds, and then you can argue Nick Gonzalez are the only real players that they actually care about.
McCutcheon, based on history.
Yeah, but if you're looking into next year or the year after that, they have no worries in the world about him.
Yeah. When you only got a few reasons to show up. I mean, first of all, Bob Nutting doesn't give a damn about nothing. I mean, he's like, hey, how much is my team worth? Fine. And he takes a seat. But I think it would suck for the fan base to go, oh, my God, one of the star attractions on the team is actually hurt, and he got hurt in a home run derby. Like, or maybe if you're a Pirates fan, you take the approach of, well, let him go out there and play. Let him swing away. Maybe he will go out there and take it easy in the batter's box. I have no idea how you do that. But yeah, if I'm a fan, you take one or two approaches. Let them participate in the home run derby because we as the Pirates aren't winning anything. Or you can take the approach of, man, why is he swinging a million times in a home run derby? That means nothing if he's not feeling good. So he'll be something or a person to look out for. Certainly someone that everybody wants to look out for. Cal Raleigh. The Seattle Mariner has 38 home runs here at the break. 38 home runs by a catcher. Like, what? He cannot maintain this pace for the rest of the season. He can't keep this going. Just smoking. Like, eventually, He's going to gas out. He's going to get tired. He's going to run into a slump. Anyway, I'm not trying to burst his bubble. He already hit a season's worth of home runs. Cal Raleigh was on Fox and said, oh, I'm ready for this. I'm ready.
My dad's throwing. My brother's going to catch it. And I'm just excited to see all the guys, you know. It's a league full of great players. And getting to share a locker room with all those guys and my first, you know, experience up there. So it'll be a lot of fun. It's gonna be a good time, and really looking forward to it.
It's going to be a, I mean, why not? Everybody has fun at the Home Run Derby. I wish Acuna was out there. We got to wait for Matt Olson. And so all eight guys, we got multiple rounds here. You got all eight guys. They all get a three-minute limit, or they get 40 pitches, whichever comes first. And then at that, people can get bonuses if they hit more home runs. You have ties. You got four guys who advance after that. In the next round, the four guys that advance, they now get to hit home runs in 2 minutes, or they get 27 pitches. And then you come down to the finals where you get 2 minutes or 27 pitches. That's basically what it is. And every player is allowed one 45-second timeout, you know, early on here in the tournament. So these guys are just going to be out there swinging and swinging away. You have stars. You have growing stars here. But the part that, and I'm not necessarily, I will not put it in the category of the home run or the slam dunk contest. It is not that at any stretch of the imagination. And I can understand baseball guys get hurt. They need their time. You want to see a judge in a derby, right? And I guess guys don't want to do it every single year, so we do have a highlight in Cal Raleigh, but he's not a big-name star. People are learning about him. I would say, even looking at this list, I mean, outside of Acuna, who's now been taken off, like, who the heck is the biggest star on this list? Is there anybody that – who's the biggest star here, Bacha? Anybody?
Cal Raleigh is probably the most known player right now, but I would argue that the best player is James Wood.
No, it's not best. We're not talking about the best player. We're talking about people who tune in and want to watch a home run derby. And if Cal Raleigh is the biggest name, he plays in Seattle, in the Pacific Northwest. There aren't too many people, and baseball is ridiculously regional anyway. There's no big, Cal Raleigh is not a big name. Like, he's a big name in Major League Baseball. He's not a big name in sports. People are learning out about him right now based on what he's been able to do so far this season, the 38 home runs here at the break. This is the part that stinks. If Acuna was still in it, someone who's won an MVP, I think people would take and been a champ. People would look at this a little bit differently. You certainly have flair. You have, you know, style and social media, Jazz Chisholm, O'Neal Cruz. But we don't have that big, big name. And I get it. Baseball is in a different place. Ain't no Mark McGwire drugged up walking in the room. There's no Sammy Sosa. There's no Barry. There's no Ken Griffey. You know, there's no Big Hurt. Those names are not here, which is why even taking a look at what took place yesterday, you know, well, with the addition of Jacob Mizorowski, you know, things are a little bit different. Baseball is looking for that next big star. Are you typically into the home run derbies?
I was really into it as a kid, especially because the way they was formatted with the outs. I liked it. And then I watched it when Alonso was in it, just because you got to support your favorite team.
Pete Alonso.
Yeah, Pete Alonso. But other than that, it's kind of dying out to me. It's just the same thing over and over. It's kind of like the slam dunk contest.
Uh-oh.
You got to switch it out or switch the rules. And I understand they're trying to do that now. But even still, it doesn't move me anymore.
Wasn't there – well, there was a point. When you said outs, what do you mean outs?
So an out in the home run derby is anything that's not a homer. So they used to do the 10 outs and your round
right.
was over.
Right.
So, yeah, that was the original, I think. Then they moved it recently to the timing – where you have it's head-to-head in a bracket style. They rank off how many homers you have in season, and then you get to the final. If you hit over 200-400-something-foot bombs, you get extra time.
Yeah, that's too much. What they need to do is get back to a situation where at least instead of saying, hey, here's eight guys, just go out there swinging. I mean, that's glorified batting practice. What they should do, just from an entertainment standpoint, is take it back to a point where it used to be. where you can take a look at the home run derby and have, you know, a guy, have guys paired up against each other right out of the gate. Whether it's random or whether it's based on their home run total, at least make it more of a competition out of the gate, as opposed to, well, here are eight guys. Let's see how many home runs each guy can hit. And then you just have the next guys go ahead, and it doesn't become a head-to-head until we get later on. So, look, I'm here in the studio. I'm going to be sitting down watching it. I got no choice. And if Acuna was playing, I'd go with Acuna. Based on the fact that Cal Raleigh, I mean, you want this guy ready and set for the season? I don't know if I want to go ahead and count on him to go ahead and you know, hit more home runs than anybody as a catcher. And I'd be real interested to see what his numbers look like as the season goes on. I am going to go with the hometown guy who's familiar with the field, familiar with Truist Park. I'm going to go for Matt Olson. That's my guy. I'm going to go for Matt Olson. We got Marco Belletti here. Marco, are you excited for the home run derby, or is it going the way of the slam dunk contest?
Zero interest, I got to be fair.
Damn. Why?
It's just, look, I got to be, maybe it was when we were kids because they were bigger names and it was more fun. I don't know. I lost a little juice out of the, where I'm confused by the rules and now there's the clock and then are you going against each other or is it just home runs? Now all of a sudden you get extra time because you hit a home run further. Like, I got confused and I got lost and I lost interest. You got to suck me back in somehow. But right now I don't feel it.
I'm not mad at you. There are a lot of people who feel that same way. Well, Marco, we'll see what happens, man. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network, and you just heard him. It's a newsflash with Marco Belletti.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. We talked about some things that we can expect tonight with the home run derby, some things that we can expect tomorrow with Major League Baseball's All-Star Game. But then, unfortunately, I'm not going to say these are things you should expect, but we've had some things that took place over the weekend as well. Some things good and some things bad. Let's get the bad out of the way before we talk about the good. This past Saturday, the Cleveland Browns had an incident. No, this was not a Deshaun Watson related. Apparently, Deshaun Watson, I think he got married over the weekend. Looked like his owner, Mr. Haslam, was able to show up to the wedding. So I guess he doesn't regret giving that guy all that guaranteed money. But Quinshon Judkins was arrested on Saturday. Why? Take a listen to this report from WPLG 10 in South Florida.
The 21-year-old football player has been charged with domestic violence, and this morning he is waking up right here behind me at the Broward County Main Jail in Fort Lauderdale. He was arrested yesterday afternoon, and he was just drafted by the Cleveland Browns. If you take a look at your screen right now, you're going to see his latest picture. This is a mugshot for Quinshon Judkins, and jail records show he is facing a domestic violence and battery charge. At this time, we don't have other details about this specific arrest, but we are working to gather more details for you.
Well, we're waiting on more details. Well, apparently he went down to Miami with a woman. This woman was his friend or companion. This incident took place reportedly on July 7th, and she took a few days to go ahead and file the report. She initially did not want to file the report, and because of his fame and his recent success. And, of course, Quinshon Judkins was just selected with a 36th pick in the second round of this past NFL draft. And so here we have a new space and time where you got a guy who's just got drafted into the NFL and he's already been arrested before, like, training camp starts, before the season starts. I mean, we got training camp for the Browns rookies that starts on Friday or Saturday. And, like, so not the way that you want to go ahead and start your NFL career. The guy just won a championship with Ohio State. He came over from Ole Miss. Matter of fact, he had three touchdowns in that championship game against Notre Dame. And here he is right out of the gate with an issue. I'm real interested in seeing what effect this has or does not have when it comes down to his contract. You know, I mean, he hasn't signed his deal as of yet. Okay, he's one of the few rookies who hasn't signed his rookie contract. And there's a good chance once the NFL goes through its business that he'll be suspended. And so this is an unusual situation. You start thinking about a guy who just got drafted, hasn't even taken an NFL snap yet, hasn't even appeared in training camp, and the dude has already been arrested for suspected domestic violence. And so there's a punishment coming, you know, either way. And the Cleveland Browns, of course, after moving on from Nick Chubb, they wanted to bring on a guy like Quinshon Judkins to take on a majority of the carries. And so the Cleveland Browns just, they've always come across as dysfunctional. They've always come across as a team with issues and problems. Chalk this up to the latest one. And I already told you how I feel about issues of domestic violence. But if you got to start thinking about Quinshon Judkins, look, if he doesn't get into the league, and he will, he'll get a chance to get an opportunity. Unfortunately, the league is just scattered with players with domestic violence issues. Tyreek Hill, I can go on and on. So this is not the end of the guy's career, but this is certainly a speed bump and a roadblock for the start. And that's the bad news. It's just going to be real interesting to see what this means for his contract, in which he hasn't signed. Like, Boccia, you would think that not having signed the contract would mean that he wouldn't be – I mean, he'll be suspended, but it's kind of a funny order for things to happen.
It seems that – I don't know if there was like a – so I'm assuming there's a disagreement on like guarantees and
yes.
Small stuff. That but now, is this a talking point for the contracts, being like, we're going to have to give you less guarantees because of your previous history?
Oh, I think absolutely. I mean, not only did he screw himself, not only did he, you know, I'm talking about from a reputation standpoint, moral high ground standpoint or morality. Yeah. Like, if I'm the Browns, I can go, well, why am I paying you anything but pretty much the minimum? If you want anything, you gotta earn all. He has lost any, he's a jerk, okay? But he has lost any negotiating pull. Like, you can't have your agent run in there and go, well, we need this guarantee and this guarantee. And I could just go, listen, your guy just got suspended. Or he's about to be suspended. Or he would be suspended. They have no leverage. Because any team would look at this guy and just go, well, now I could get him on the cheap. And you know what? Maybe I'm a little twisted. If I'm the Browns, I'm looking at this like, okay, domestic violence? Okay, what a jackass this guy is. Now I'm really going to chew you down. Like, I'm going to take the opportunity to, you know, only pay you what I need to pay you based on how am I going to believe in you? You know, where is the reliability in you? He was selected in the second round. It's not like he's getting all this money anyway. He is a running back. Running backs can be replaced. And Quinshon Judkins was one of the best running backs in college. But, yeah, he hasn't done himself any favors in that department, Botcher. So I just want to know what the order of things are. Like, he can't say, I need this money, because it'll all come out publicly. And it's just like, this guy was just arrested for domestic violence. And look at him. He's over here trying to beat up the Browns for cash. I don't know. Like, does he sign a contract now? When does he sign it? Does he have to wait before that? Like, he can't suspend a guy who's not under contract, right?
I'm going to assume that they're going to sign him. The NFL will officially open their investigation, but they'll really have enough facts by the time this case will wrap up in Florida. So I think it shouldn't take long right after he signs to handle the suspension.
Oh, we'll see. And that's the bad news. You got this issue with Quinshon Judkins here. And now we can get to some positive news. Congratulations to Yannick Sinner. This guy, well, it didn't take 5.5 hours. He did go out there and beat Carlos Alcaraz. And Sinner ends up winning Wimbledon. You know, he says winning Wimbledon is a dream come true. Yeah, let's go from a negative story to a positive one.
Feels amazing. A tournament I always, you know, dreamed of just playing and to be part of. And now, you know, sitting here with the trophy, even if it's not here, it's It's amazing. So, yeah, amazing feelings.
And the past couple of years, he hasn't been able to go out there and beat Carlos Alcaraz. Well, he just lost to the guy last month. This time he comes out on top. And Sinner says, yeah, it feels good to finally beat this guy who's been beating me up for the past couple of years.
It is important for sure, because, you know, when you lose several times against someone, it's not easy. But in the same time, in the past, I felt that I was very close if you watch all matchups.
Pretty hilarious at this point in time. Jannik Sinner, he knows that these guys are both in their 20s. They're going to be getting after it for years.
In Paris happened what happened, and but I felt, you know, close, you know, and I never pushed myself down. I keep looking up to Carlos, because even today I felt like he was doing a couple of things better than I did. So that's something where we will work on and prepare ourselves, you know, because he's going to come for us again.
Yeah, well, but he's not going anywhere. He's had his number. Yeah, we're going to see these guys. Damn it, we getting ready for the U.S. Open. A little bit more than a month. In Queens, New York. They may be right back at it in Queens. Real soon. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Jamie is calling from Dallas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Jamie, what's up?
My man, I'm just wondering why you're running Judkins through the mud by just an accusation at this point. You're calling him a jackass. You're saying you're making it out like he's been convicted and this is just a done deal. And then on top of that, you're discounting the fact that this is the Cleveland Browns who just went out and gave $230+ million to Deshaun Watson. And all of his dirty laundry, Josh Gordon before that, Cleveland trying to win a couple football games, Jimmy Haslam probably doesn't really care. Good chance that this ends up being a pretty minor situation.
Well, Jamie,
I don't think you're being fair to this young man.
Well, I think you might have missed a good portion of what I said or not listened. I most certainly brought up the fact that the Cleveland Browns are a joke of an organization. I had mentioned Deshaun Watson. I had mentioned Haslam. I had mentioned some of their issues. I mentioned that this is likely to get swept. But what I also said is, if I'm taking a look at his contractual situation right now, if I'm the Browns, yeah, I mentioned the fact that they're probably shrugging their shoulders and saying, hey, well, now we don't have to pay him as much. Who cares as much about his domestic violence situation? Everything is an accusation, absolutely, without a shadow of a doubt. I've sat here for about 5 years and have had to talk about many of these situations in regards to going ahead and convicting people and allowing the legal process to go ahead and bear itself out. I'm obviously operating under the presumption of this is something that took place. And why am I doing so? Because typically, when you only have to look at accusations, and if someone doesn't have any ounce or any bit of being guilty, typically what happens is that person disavows immediately what took place. That has not happened from Quinshon Judkins. Nothing has taken place. And so we can definitely, well, hold on. We can definitely go on the presumption of this didn't happen, this didn't take place. But if I have to use a little bit of common sense, maybe so, based on what his response has been or lack of a response, I would think that something took place. Something.
So that's you responding to an accusation. That's you using a bunch of terminology and a bunch of things that don't apply in a court of law at all.
Well, Jamie.
Hold on, Jamie. Yes or no?
Do you want to wait? Do you want to wait? Can you stop? Thank you.
I'm just trying to finish my statement.
Well, I have a set amount of time as the host of this show to keep things going. So I've given you plenty of time, and I'm still allowing you some. But I'm trying to move the conversation along so you don't get cut off. We here, as it stands now, are not in a court of law. I am not the judge. I'm not the jury. I'm not the defendant. I'm not the plaintiff. I can go on what I see, and I can have an opinion on it, and he will have his day in court. And what I say and how it gets interpreted by an attorney, his attorneys, and the judge is to be seen. But this is not court.
Right, and but my point is you're pronouncing it like it is when you have very little information. You just said that you he hasn't responded
I read, and thank you, Jamie, for calling from Dallas. I have to hit the break. I read the report like anybody would, and I've drawn conclusions based on what I've seen, okay? Based on where she, or apparently, allegedly, how she was hit, what took place. I can only read and deliver the report and draw a conclusion. You're right. It's an allegation, just like a lot of things. But this is not court, okay? And I did call him a jackass. I did. And that part, I don't take back. And if he's not guilty, then I'll take it back. It'll be that simple. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We're talking about a guy that just came out of college football, now dealing with a larger issue. Well, we're going to talk some college football and then Teddy Bridgewater's issues. The JR Sport Brief Show. Don't move.